Regina Celi,
today we come to the final day of the month of May, this whole work of preparing for consecration to Our Lady, and we will make, or for those of us already made, renew our consecration to Our Lady as we start the benediction. But we want to sum up everything we have been looking at and reflecting on throughout this month. And we have seen in the eyes of four particular saints what this consecration is, what we do, as it were, with our consecration to Our Lady, to the Immaculate One. We saw a little bit from St. Louis de Montfort. In each case, there are three particular words that each one has. Three things they follow. In St. Louis, of course, it was the passion, meaning as real zeal for going out and working and bringing more souls. Now, all of these three words in each one, although they're different words, but it's all essential. This is what we're going to see tonight. All essentially the same thing, basically, just a different way of looking at it. So with St. Louis, it's passion, we see it through his, well, quite the temperament that he had. But also, he had a very strong zeal. So much so that he would go out through all of France preaching this very consecration. So strongly that it took his life at the age of 43. The second word was baptism, and the consecration that is given us in this booklet. We will not use that tonight, we'll use that of St. Maximilian. But refers to also in conjunction with our vows of baptism, renewing that, is renouncing Satan and all his pomps and works, and professing once again firmly our belief in God, in the Incarnation, and in the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the creed. Then the third word, his third word, is gift. It's a giving of ourselves. We're going to see that again in all three, all of the saints we've seen. That's one of the key things, giving ourselves to Our Lady. And we're going to see how we do that, why we do that, and what that infects in us. Now in St. Maximilian, we look at the words mystery. We saw the mystery of the Immaculate Conception and how it is Our Lady could identify herself as the Immaculate Conception, that whole concept of created and uncreated Immaculate Conception. Then militia, knighthood, army, putting together a whole army, all of us together as an army, to go out and bring more souls into the same army, actually, to conquer the kingdom, the whole world, for the kingdom of God. And finally, love, that's his third word, that we fall in love with Our Lady, and by doing that, she works through us, and we'll see that a little bit more in depth, too, in just a moment. And then Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and her key words were thirst, heart, and covenant. There's the giving again, covenant. Now, if you ever go into a chapel of the Missionaries of Charity, you will always see there behind the altar the crucifix, and underneath the cross beam will be the words, "I thirst." It's in every one of their chapels, including this one locally here. I know I see it every week because I'm their chaplain, so I see it every week. I go up every Thursday to celebrate Mass and give them their holy hour. But those words are always there. Those are one of the key phrases of Mother Teresa's whole life. "I thirst." What is he thirsting for? What is our Lord thirsting for? Our love. And how do we satiate that thirst? And we saw all of this already in the life of Mother Teresa, but it's by going to the Immaculate, to Our Lady. She brings us to that wound in the side of our Lord. She brings us up to him, and we satiate his thirst that way, through her. And remember, we saw in St. Maximilian, the Holy Spirit does not work except through her. There's a close, intimate union between the two. A spousal union. Now the second word here is heart. Because here we give our heart to our Blessed Lady, and we ask her to lend us her heart so that we can reach our Lord that way through her. And then the third word is covenant. And the comparison is made here between covenant and agreement, or contract rather. In a contract, it's I give you this material good, you give me this one. It's almost like a trade, but I give you something material, you give me something. Or I agree to do something for you, you do something for me. But in the covenant, I give you myself, you give me yourself. And that's what we're doing with Our Lady. I give myself to you. You give me to yourself, yourself to me, as it were. And that's what our consecration is all about. That we give ourselves to her completely. In fact, that's really what the word consecration means. Giving ourselves as something holy to her. And she, in turn, gives herself to us. And you see what happens here. We allow her to enter into us, and she sanctifies us. She helps us to sanctify, be sanctified. And in that sanctification, we in turn can go out and sanctify everyone else. There's a double movement there. We be sanctified, but then we can go out and share that with everyone else. So we are giving ourselves to her, and she is giving herself to us. Now we come to St. John Paul II. And his words are mother, entrustocration, that's quite an interesting word, and mercy. All right, first of all, we reflect there on the fact that it's pointing right to Mary's maternal mediation, that she's our mother and she's working to guard us, to take care of us, to lead us back to Christ, to lead us to our salvation. And so we entrust ourselves, or he uses, this entrustocration is a combination of two words, entrust and consecration, which are actually very similar, but we are giving ourselves to her, and she gives us herself to us. We entrust ourselves to her, we depend on her, we'll just simply allow her to lead us, to guide us. We become, as it were, St. Maximilian tells us, her docile instruments, period. Her instruments. We just let her lead us and guide us. We entrust ourselves to her, depend on her to watch over us, to take care of us. And she gives herself to us. And she takes us and she leads us to her Son, just as she did St. John and Mary Magdalene to the cross, but she takes us to him. And we receive her in return, just as St. John did from the cross. Behold your mother. Behold your son. And finally, the word mercy. Once again here, because Christ, of course, is that fountain of mercy and wills to bestow on us his mercy. But how do we achieve that? What's the best, the surest, most easiest way? Who is the most strongest advocate we could have to lead us to it? It's our Blessed Lady. When our Lord said from the cross, behold your mother, he entrusted the entire order of mercy to her. So we turn to her. That's what our consecration is all about. We turn to her, to give ourselves completely to her, so she can then bring us back to her Son, and through us, bring all souls. All souls, as St. Maximilian will say, all souls that have existed, all that do exist now, all that will exist to the end of time, all souls, back to Christ, to bring them all to their salvation. And that's exactly the command our Lord gave us going up into as he ascended into heaven. Go make disciples of all nations. Okay, so that's exactly the command. This is what she does. And so that's why we now seek with this consecration to give ourselves to her completely and allow her to work in us to bring everyone else in too. To share, as it were, in God's love. That's what it's all about in the end. Now, Do we now we reach that final point where we make that consecration? Do we leave it here? Absolutely not. No. We must take it with us. Now, we must carry it with us and keep seeking to live it always. And we should renew it even every day. This will help us also strengthen our will, because it's in the act of the will. We will to give ourselves to her. That's what's most important. And then we seek to live what we have done, giving ourselves to her, to live it. And we keep asking her, that's part of our renewal every day, to help us, to guide us to live that consecration. So that we can bring all souls to Christ. So that we can win the whole world for the kingdom of God and share ultimately always together with our most blessed mother, with our Lord, with all of the saints, the great glory of heaven, of paradise. And not, and all of this, why? To give greater glory to God. Not only greater glory, St. Maximilian will say, the greatest glory, the greatest possible. To give glory to God. Let us then, as we carry on, and we renew our consecration, or make it for the first time, oh, I also might point out, if you haven't done so already, two instruments that are very beautiful to help even remind us of that consecration, but also for the great graces they give. They are sacramentals, the miraculous medal and the brown scapular. All right, if you haven't been enrolled, get enrolled and wear them always. The miraculous medal and the brown scapular for the great graces that Our Lady has promised through them. All right, and in order to remind us of that consecration, we should look at them and kiss them every day and say the prayers that accompany them that will remind us that we have consecrated ourselves to her. We are hers, and she is ours, and she will lead us to her Son, to paradise. Together we make this solemn act of consecration to the Immaculate. O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners, and our most loving Mother, to whom God willed to entrust the entire order of mercy, I, an unworthy sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly begging you to be so good as to accept me wholly and completely as your possession and property, and to do with me, with all my powers of soul and body, with my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever pleases you. If it pleases you, use my whole self without reserve to accomplish what has been said of you. She will crush your head, and also you alone have destroyed all heresies in the whole world, so that I may become a useful instrument in your immaculate and most merciful hands for promoting and increasing your glory to the maximum in so many strayed and indifferent souls. And as far much as possible, the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and sanctification, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sweet heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise thee, O most holy Virgin, give me strength against thy enemies. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, and for all those who do not have recourse to thee, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to thee.